Right, now Carl Merry has returned, and last week he was talking about smugglers, and this week it's poachers, is it not, Carl?
A poacher, Samuel Peacock.
And a Mawkin?
Mawkin, yeah, it is an old Essex word that means scarecrow.
Right.
But it's also a witch.
Oh, right, okay. Well, which is it to be today?
Well, all of it.
Right, let's have the story.
The story is inspired by one by H. Cranmer Byng. This one, it's included in the Book of Essex Folk Tales, published by the History Press. Well, Samuel Peacock was a poacher, plain and simple. That's how he made his living, poaching to feed his wife and children and also selling what he caught, what he trapped, to make a little money for himself. Well, it came a particular evening, and his wife had a longing for a rabbit pie. And you know how wives are. If they're ever longing for something, they make sure you know about it. And Samuel heard enough about this rabbit pie that she really wanted. And there were many, many rabbits around. Yeah, plenty of rabbits for everyone. But there was also an eager new gamekeeper. And Samuel Peacock did not wish to meet him. And so he took an unusual way down to the warren where most of the rabbits were. He made his way down by the river, and that way he had to pass a poor widow woman's cottage. She lived alone in a run-down cottage, where the thatch was bare in places and overhanging in other places, and where not a single wall could be said to be vertical. Some people called her a witch. Everyone thought her odd. But Samuel was saying to himself, "I ain't afeard of her. Oh, I ain't afeard of her." And he muttered that all along the riverbank. Dusk was falling. He could just make out the shape of the old woman's cottage, with its crooked chimney, unkempt thatch roof, hanging down like hairy eyebrows, it seemed to him. But he crept along, and then he saw someone. Someone standing in the field watching him. The witch, he looked. She didn't seem to move a muscle. He stopped. He looked more closely and then realized it was just a mawkin, a scarecrow set up to scare birds. A mawkin. What a thing to be frightened of, he thought. And he went on his way. But as he was setting his snares, behind him he heard a soft chuckle. And when he looked up, there she stood, the old widow, the witch. How did she get there? How did she manage to creep up on him so silently? He had been listening out for the gamekeeper all the while. How did she do it? "What be you doing, Samuel?" she asked. "What be you doing so near to my land? And what you want of me, Samuel?" He racked his brains for a reason to be on the outskirts of her land. I thought I could be your lookout. Keep people from trespassing on your land. "No, Samuel, no. That'll run faster than you," she said. And she pointed to the Mawkin. "That'll run faster than you." Well, Sam ran off as quickly as he could. And he didn't return till morning to collect his snares. And he found that he'd taken 4 rabbits from his traps. And he looked around and there was a 5th rabbit. A 5th rabbit in a snare. And he was just taking that rabbit from the snare. And he heard a rustle behind him. Thinking it might be the witch again, and this time she had not crept up so silently, he looked up, but all he could see across the field was the Mawkin. But nearer? Nearer? Was the Mawkin nearer than it ought to be? Well, he carried on with his business. He stuffed the rabbits in his poacher's pockets. And then he heard a voice. "I'm a cold, master. I'm a cold. Give me your jacket. Give me your jacket." And he looked up into the face of the Mawkin. So close. So very close to him. He looked into those dark, round eyes and into the hay stuffed beyond them. Fear grew in him and he pulled off his jacket and he handed it over to the Mawkin with the rabbits still in the pockets. And the Mawkin put on the jacket. "Now your trousers," said the Mawkin. "Now your trousers, for my legs be cold too." Well, Samuel Peacock was many things, but he was not the sort of man to divest himself of his trousers in the open air. This was far too much, and shouted, "Damned if I do!" Samuel ran as fast as his feet could carry him. He remembered what the witch had said. "That'll run faster than you. That'll run faster than you." Legs pumping, he ran all the way to his home. It seemed the Morgan was not interested in chasing him, perhaps more interested in the rabbits. Because later that day, people passing by the widow's cottage said they could smell a pie baking, a rabbit pie.
Well, well, well. What can I say? You've always come up with all these wonderful stories, I must say, Carl.
Well, I'm very lucky. I mean, I know quite a lot of them, but the history press book, Essex Folk Tales, that my friend Jan Williams edited, is rich in these stories. So if I'm stuck for stories, I can always look in there and find them, which is what I've been doing a lot of. Because a lot of my Essex stories are actually quite long.
Yeah.
So I'm picking short ones.
Good stuff. All right. Thank you very much. What have we got lined up for us next week?
Well, I think we're back to the supernatural. And
well, that's supernatural as well.
Well, and perhaps a little darker.
Oh, right.
The Legend of Barn Hall.
Right. And where is Barn Hall?
Tolls and Knights.
Oh, right. Okay. We'll look forward to that. Thank you very much indeed, Carl.